In a new book, Wisconsin takes center stage as a setting for horror stories.
Do you get goosebumps driving through Wisconsin's north woods in the dark, watching out for cryptids?
And anything could be lurking in the deep, dark waters of Lake Michigan.
The Wisconsin Writers Association Press, in collaboration with the Wisconsin Horror Writers Association, is out with a new anthology series of terrifying tales from around the state. It's called A Wisconsin Harvest of Horror.
The book includes 15 short stories, all set in Wisconsin and written by Wisconsin authors.
Dave Rank is a writer and founder of the Wisconsin branch of the Horror Writers Association and the creator of the novel Book Camp. He wrote one of the stories in A Wisconsin Harvest of Horror. Chris Miklos is an author and filmmaker based in Wisconsin, also with the story in the book. And Luella Schmidt is press manager for WWA Press and co-founder of the Wisconsin Writers Association podcast Midwest Writers Room. I talked to them all last week. Chris, start us off with talking about Wisconsin as a scary place, as a setting for horror stories. Does it work?
Well, absolutely. Wisconsin's got a long history of real and fictional horror, you know, from the Ed Gein stuff to Jeffrey Dahmer to, you know, the horrible stuff that's happened here. But we also have a great tradition of fictional horror, whether it be some great writers that have come from Wisconsin, great filmmakers. Wisconsin is a scary place, as you'll read in the introduction to the anthology. You know, we might have some fine cheese, but we've got some scary people, so it works really well.
Dave, you're the founder, I understand, of the Wisconsin chapter of the Horror Writers Association. You had some of the initial ideas for this book. What made you want to assemble this collection of short stories by Wisconsin authors set in Wisconsin?
Stephen King made Maine a center of horror in the United States, and it always occurred to me that Wisconsin has plenty of scary places and history to go back on. And when I started the horror writers chapter, we just collected a bunch of writers. I was actually surprised. We're now, I think, over 40 writers. And I thought it was time to get these writers out and show everyone how scary Wisconsin can be.
Luella, you have the Wisconsin Writers Association podcast and you work with the WWA Press. What drew you to this project to say, hey, yeah, this is something that we want to be involved in and publish?
Yeah, you bet. Well, our mission as a nonprofit and as a press is to encourage, educate, and celebrate writers. And one of the great things about anthologies is that, you know, they create publishing opportunities for many writers at once. They showcase a broad range of voices in the community. And of course, they give readers a chance to discover a whole group of writers in one book. And so it's something that our press is looking at doing, you know, a few of every few years. Ideally, I have submissions open right now for a romance anthology coming out in a year or so. So great format.
Chris, we've talked to you on the show about your latest novel, also very Wisconsin connected. What is it about being in Wisconsin as a horror author that makes you want to not just do a novel, but keep coming back to the state and to horror related themes?
Well, it's partially what Dave was talking about is, you know, horror authors like Stephen King kind of have that sense of place because they're familiar with it. They grew up with it. And I feel that way about Wisconsin. You know, when I write, I want to write about things that I know. In my debut novel, I set it around a place called Tomahawk Hollow. And there is no Tomahawk Hollow in Wisconsin, but people have told me repeatedly that it sounds like about three dozen other towns that they're familiar with in Wisconsin, just based on the people and the sense of place. And I think that's important. I think it's important to have characters that sound authentic, the places that sound authentic, because that's where the horror grows from, is that authenticity and that being able to connect with a place or with a character and then let these terrible things happen.
Right. And Dave, reading these again, I really felt like I was in Wisconsin. It wasn't some out-of-state author. Oh, there's a guy in a tractor in a Packers jersey eating cheese curds, right? This really felt Wisconsin-y to me. What did you, in talking to your fellow horror writers, what kind of discussions, what kind of talk did you have about that sense of place as they were pulling these projects together?
Well, we didn't really need to do much talking about it other than encouraging and saying that we wanted the settings to be in Wisconsin and Wisconsin-themed stories. I think everyone, as Chris said, you know, were comfortable writing about what they knew and that's here in Wisconsin.
We're talking about the new book, A Wisconsin Harvest of Horror, an anthology series of 15 short stories from writers around the state set in the state. We've got Dave Rank with us, Wisconsin Horror Writers Association founder, author and filmmaker Chris Miklos, and Llewellyn Schmidt, press manager for WWA Press. I want to give a listen. We solicited a reading here from writer Steve Fox, reading from his story, Yard Mary.
Sometimes their moms took us along when they went to work for our dads on the other side of town, scrubbing toilets and folding underwear. That's how we learned about the Yard Marys and the sacred naming ritual. Yard Marys sprouted from the lawns over there, one per yard. Most were made of porcelain or some kind of glass. Some grew from cement, and others were said to grow from plastic. I never saw one of those, but it didn't really matter. Our other sisters' families were very proud, and they all submitted to their holy Yard Marys, morning and night. The Yard Marys eventually named the children born into the homes they watched over. Sometimes it took years. This surprised us because we thought something like a naming would happen right away, like it did with us on this side of town, at birth. These other sisters' Marys gave them beautiful names like Delilah, Penelope, Basima, and Jamila. On this side of town, our moms gave us names like Gert and Donda and Bobbly and Dot. I'm Dot. Mom says it's short for Dorothy, but everyone calls me Dot. My other sisters lay on their backs at the feet of their Yard Mary as the sun rose and the sun set to wait for her to drop tears. My dad said that when the tears flowed, they always flowed black. Black as ravens, he said. Black as ravens disappearing into the night mouths of their babes.
Now, Dave, these are all short stories. That was Steve Fox with Yard Mary. You don't have a lot of time to work with and to capture our attention and set our place. What does it take to set the scene for a short story form horror story?
So you got to be quick and you have to set the tone. For a sense of foreboding is a great way to start. And you use a few key words to get the reader's imagination going, to see where the setting is and who the people are. You can't waste a lot of time or a lot of words describing a place or a person. You just have to imply what's going on, hint at it, take one or two high key elements and mention those and move on to the next point you want to make.
Luella, this was horror. You mentioned we've got some romance coming, maybe in a future anthology from WWA Press. Can you talk a little bit about the value of bringing in a whole bunch of Wisconsin writers, getting them into an anthology in whatever genre there might be?
Yeah, you know, as I mentioned before, the beauty of anthologies is that we can, you know, help create publishing credits, publishing opportunities for a lot of writers at once. And they're also just really fun to put together. You know, they're a lot of work, as I'm sure Dave would attest to. But, you know, there's about with the horror anthology, one of the things that we did is, you know, we worked closely with the horror writers group, and they really managed a lot of that process. At WWA, we did a contest with our membership to see who would get into the anthology. And so there's also just, you know, fun ways of thinking about how we can, you know, participate with the writers in, around our state.
Chris, I tend to think of writing as a solitary occupation. Working on a project like this, being part of a project like this, do you feel like, hey, I'm part of a community of Wisconsin writers here?
You do. And that's great because it is a very solitary, kind of lonely experience. You know, I spend a lot of time in my basement office writing. Interestingly, my contribution to this anthology is a story called Hellbugs. And I wrote it 2 years ago during a writer's retreat that the Wisconsin Horror Writers Association organized. Dave organized it. We went away for a weekend, and I think there were about six of us kind of sitting around and writing together. And it was a great experience because you could kind of take a break, chat a little bit, but then dive back in and know that everyone else was doing the same thing. And so it can be a solitary thing, but it's fun to like be a part of something where you have a lot of fellow authors that are doing something similar and put it all together and get it out to the world.
Well, that's there's a long tradition there. You think of one of the first horror slash science fiction stories, Frankenstein. Well, there's a bunch of young writers together in a creepy place writing creepy stories. She happened to come up with the one that stood the test of time. But this is kind of a cool long tradition of writers inspiring each other.
It is for sure. And actually, you know, a couple of those other stories stood the test of time too. Polidori's vampire, you know, isn't as well known as Frankenstein, but that was a big influential piece of work that came out of that as well. So I think it's a cool thing. I was thrilled to be a part of it, and I don't think that anything like this has existed in Wisconsin before. So I think it's a great project.
All right, we've got another reading. And Dave, I understand you've got, am I saying it right, the Oolau Hound? You've got a reading from that ready for us?
I do. I just want to preface by saying Oolau is a Uleo, I pronounce.
Uleo, okay.
It's an actual place. It's in Ozaukee County. I think it's just a name on a stream, a creek, but there was a little community there. It's on the bluff over Lake Michigan. And this is the opening of the Uleo Hound. There is an ulterior motive beneath the veneer of every interaction, Logan Brock believed. A lesson learned early in life. This morning's walk in the unkempt woods behind the mansion was no exception. The trick is to figure out what that unspoken motive was before it bit you in the ass. He glanced at the stately old woman walking arm in arm beside him. What does she want? There had to be more to this surprise invitation than a mind-numbing stall to keep him apart from Louisa. Besides, it will ruin my new boots, he thought. Chosen more for style than utility, they already pinched, and he worried the soggy path they trod would soak and stain the leather. This was not the greeting he expected, arriving at the Kruger estate less than an hour prior. What does this old bat expect, Logan thought, glancing up at his companion. Her shimmery white hair piled high on her head added to the uncomfortable impression she towered over him. Really, it was only by 2 inches at best, he reminded himself.
All right. Thanks for that reading, Dave. Spoiler alert, in some of these stories, things don't end well for everybody. Now, Luella, we've got a couple of horror writers here. You're coming from the writer's perspective. Are you a horror person yourself, or did you have to make sure you only read these stories, you know, in broad daylight?
Both. No, I'm not a horror. It's not my top three genre, I would say. But, you know, as most readers, I think, will tell you, they kind of touch on anything that comes their way. Very few of us as readers stay in just one lane. And so it was good for, I think, me anyway, to get out of my comfort zone.
And I want to ask each of you for a little inspiration. Well, let's stay with you for a moment. For writers or prospective writers out there, some inspiration to look at their local Wisconsin scenery and people and take that and make it part of their work.
Absolutely. I mean, the number one advice that you hear so often for writers is to write what you know. And that includes place. You know, who can make a place come alive more than people that are here?
Chris, you've got the new novel and you're part of this now for that writer thinking of taking the plunge and sharing their work with other humans, which is daunting for a lot of people. Some encouragement there.
Well, I think that, you know, for me at least, that's a very difficult thing to do. And I don't let other people read my work until it's ready to kind of go out into the world. But it's important. And I, even with my novel, when I let the one and only person read it before I started submitting it to publishers and whatnot, I told him, I said, hey, I want your feedback and I want you to tell me if you think there's any value. But I wrote this for me. I love it. It's the book that I wanted to read. And so I'm probably not going to change it very much. So I think you need to write what you want to read and what you're going to be proud of and then, you know, let come what may.
And finally, Dave, you brought people together for this anthology and for the Horror Writers Association. Some encouragement to work with other writers.
Writing is an isolating thing, but the important thing to remember is that you need eyes on your work. You always need that input from other people to tell you what's working and what isn't in your story. And I'd encourage everyone, whatever genre you work with, find a group to read your work with and share thoughts and ideas on how to make improvements on them. It's valuable, very valuable.
We'll leave it there. Dave, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for the invite.
Luella, thanks for being with us.
You bet. Thank you.
And Chris, thanks for coming up to the studio.
Rob, it's always great talking to you. Thank you.
Chris Miklos is an author and filmmaker based in Wisconsin. Dave Rank is a writer and founder of the Wisconsin branch of the Horror Writers Association. And Luella Schmidt is press manager for WWA Press and co-founder of the Wisconsin Writers Association podcast, Midwest Writers Room. We've been talking about the new book. It's called A Wisconsin Harvest of Horror. It's an anthology of locally written short stories.